As the time length to the first preseason game, Lou, and we're warming up with our summer report. So the thing I want to bring up is that Nagy is replaying the playoff game over and over, and Jeff Fisher, the old Bear, who is also a head coach, said he didn't think that was a good idea. What's your opinion, Lou?
Jeff Fisher!
Yes.
Who the f- is Jeff Fisher?
Precisely, Lou. Who is he anyway?
Who is he?
Wasn't he an old coach that never won a playoff game? I mean, who is Jeff Fisher?
Lou.
Seriously, am I speaking of the right guy?
Is he the Panthers coach? Now, here we are again. This is great with our preview.
Yes. Football preview, and who the f*** is Jeff Fisher? And here we go, folks. Ding, 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 ding. The first person that gets who the f*** Jeff Fisher is can go to lunch with me and the commish. Yeah. Your treat.
That's right, your treat. But we will have lunch with you, and we will put you on the show. All you have to do is answer the question, who is Jeff Fisher? Kurt St. Cub, I know you have some money, so please answer that question for us. So anyway, you were talking, too, about the kicker situation. We are on kicker watch.
Kicker watch. Yes. Dun, 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 dun. 45 days. Who's going to be that kicker on the field, folks?
Well, I noticed they cut Scott Blewett, therefore giving all the headline writers nothing to do this season after Cody Punky and Scott Blewett. So now we're down to whoever is ridiculous.
Well, I think since Nagy is making a mockery of the kicking game in the NFL, perhaps he should pick a player out of the hat. So he'll have the kickers, he'll have his embarrassing moment session, you know, let's embarrass the kicker. You know, it's not bad enough the f***ing guy's got to practice on the side of the field all by himself, no friends, just him and the long snapper. And maybe take Cahill. And then, you know, maybe he can kick that 42-yarder. So not only will he intercept the pass for the touchdown, and he'll kick the extra point. I mean, come on!
That's going to load up the seats. Well, Lou, it's the 100th anniversary of the Chicago Football Bears, and my idea is to bring an old bear every week to be the kicker. But they put him in a robot suit. So, ladies and gentlemen, goal number 51, Dick Butkus, to kick the field goal. He comes out in the robot suit and kicks the field goal, and we never have a double doink again. Or kicker watch.
Ditka. He gets the ball. He kicks it. It hits the post. The post bends. He bent the post, and it went in for 3 points. Ditka.
The Bears win the Super Bowl.
Ditka.
He was looking rough at that 100th anniversary. He's pushing 80 now.
He's pushing 80.
All right.
That's 80 good years of pork chop cigars. And an occasional girl on the golf.
And probably, yeah, two artificial hips, too. I mean, he's more machine than man. He would definitely be the good kicker. They just have to put a remote on one of his hips, and there you got a 60-yard.
No, it'd be like Rock'em Sock'em Robots, where you just automatically put his leg back, he's standing over there, and then you hit the release button.
Hello. So, Lou, we're not going to spill the beans right now, but we are going to redo the Lou Sunday NFL Kicks and make it better, right?
Oh, by all means. Yes. By all means.
Yes.
We're still not going to have any rules.
That's right.
You know, rules are always subject to change, you know. per the board.
We'll have some suggestions. Yeah. And of course, if you go into the Dickman division, all rules are off. Do what you want to do. The winner of the Dickman last year was a guy who only picked 1 week and had the best winning percentage, of course. Peter Comfy Chair. He was so happy when I gave him his certificate.
Ah, yes. Stay tuned. And by the way, any other budding young Dickmans out there that want to get into the pool?
Very good. Yep. This is the time.
Have them sign on to Lou Dickman Weekly.
So you can both answer the Jeff Fisher question and say, I'm in.
And take us to lunch.
Lose somebody. Yeah, you can take us to lunch. Your treat. Let me emphasize that. We're not even putting in the tip. So, Lou, your question of the week, what are the best glasses to wear during kicker watch?
Well, I can honestly say not mine.
Doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week.
And go Bears!
45 days!
100 years! This is the Commish, inviting you to tune in to Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou is Blue Inc. When you need to go blue, see Lou at the Sovereign, 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou, go!